You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast. Today is February 8th, 2024, and thanks for hanging with me. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe, then head on over to youtube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe to check out the YouTube channel that's updated every Wednesday and Saturday, and then head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to check out the blog. And then go give some love to the upcoming book that I am writing called Carpe Diem Scroto, a 365 daily affirmation. So, that website is www.cdsthebook.com. So, let's get right into it, shall we? How are y'all doing? It seems like this week has gone by both incredibly slow and extremely fast. And I know that that is a huge contradiction in amongst itself, but I'm living in this like parallel time warp thing right now. Call it ADHD time or whatever else, but it just feels like yesterday was Monday, but no, we are sitting here smack dab in the middle of our, toward the end of the week. So, very interesting. Anyways, I've gotten the book completed, or at least the manuscripts completed, and now I'm just waiting on editing, and I am also waiting on getting the illustrations back. And I went ahead and I put together a cover for the book already and ran it by a few people, and they said that they really liked it, that it was just simplistic but professional looking. So, you know what? I'm going to go with it. And I will try to figure out how to, like, maybe upload it here so you can take a look at it. But you can head on over to the YouTube channel and then click on the community tab. And it's the latest post there on the community tab. I have yet to release it onto the book website. But I have released it to the book Instagram page. So if you're interested in going over and checking out that Instagram page, it's Instagram.com/CDSTheBook, and you can go ahead and like and subscribe there if you will too, and there will be links and everything in the show notes down below. So, oh man, it's been very interesting the last few days, just like the number of people who are saying things with their whole chest and just, you know, thinking that they can say whatever because it's their right to say whatever, but don't understand that there's consequences to saying whatever. Like, yeah, you know, here in the United States, we do have freedom of speech, but we do not have freedom of consequence from the speech that we produce. And one of the things that really kind of ruffled my feathers yesterday was somebody reposted a video of this, I'm assuming by the way that the person was speaking, Republican, like, news reporter or who or whatever this woman was, talking about how, like, if we accept transgender, then it leads into transableism, which leads into this, which leads into that, and all this other stuff, and calling it a sick, delusional mental health, and How dare people try to shove their ideals down our throat and make these grotesque mental deformities, I think is the word she used, common everyday place and all this other stuff. And it's like, you are 100% why the world is the way that it is. Now, right, wrong, or indifferent, however you personally believe, the fact of the matter is that there is a huge kind of not even crowbar separation, but like, I don't know, there's like a continental divide of a separation between mental health issues and fetishes and sexual identity and gender identity. And so the person who posted this video, like, said with their whole chest, 10 toes in the sand, like, yeah, you know, these are horrible mental deformities and this is what's wrong with the country and the world today and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. Now, being a LGBTQ advocate and being a mental health person, like, that studies and deals with mental health on their own and stuff like that, I was like, no, I can't let this slide, because most of your friends are part of the LGBTQ community and you're not going to have these opinions of them and then turn around and be friends with them. Like, no, no, you can't be double standard like that. And so I went to town on her post. And I was like, first of all, in the video, they were talking about, like, adult babies and stuff like that. And, you know, so in the video, they talked about a sexual identity, a fetish, and a mental health issue, and tried to lump it all into one thing. So, you may have heard me say transableism. Now, as we know it right now, transableism is a person who believes that they are or should be disabled. They identify as an amputee. They identify as a blind person. They identify as, paraplegic or whatever else. And there's no physiology to back that claim up. So these people will either find back alley doctors to perform operations to make them that way, or they will hobble themselves to match the disability that they want. There was a woman, I think she was in Georgia, don't quote me, but she poured a drain cleaner into her eyes because she wanted to be blind and she thought she was blind. Okay, so with that, I understand where people would take one and put the other one together with transgenderism. And say, well, there's no difference. The difference is that there has been research upon research upon research on both sides of the spectrum. People that are pro, people that are against, and the data matches. When you take the brain scans of a transgender person and match it to the brain scans of the sex that they identify with, 9 times out of 10, they are a complete match. And what that means is that when they are showed erotic pictures, when they are shown stimuli or whatever else, that the same parts of the brain that would light up in a woman light up in a transgender woman. The same parts of the brain that are activated by a transgender man are also activated in a heterosexual man or biological man, whatever you want to call it. So it's like, yeah, you know, we see that the psychology of it is there, and we see and we know that conversion therapy and pray the gay away type stuff does not work. That people end up just either living a lie and getting it where they can on the side, or they end up committing suicide. And then, you know, this was also being heaped in on adult babies, like people who like to dress up as infantile and do all the things that a infant or a child under the age of 5 would do. That falls into the realms and the categories of fetishes. And typically, the person or the people involved in that scenario are lacking something from that formative development in their life. Sometimes they are like high-powered CEOs and like high-powered attorneys and stuff like that, that just want to revert back to a time when they had no cares in the world, they had no responsibility, no power, and were just happier. And, you know, you could even take it a step further and talk about it as dramatic play. Something that we see in early childhood education, where a child dresses up and all of a sudden they're a pirate, or they're a princess, or they're Superman, or, you know, they're whatever else. And so through dramatic play allows the child to not only experience like the idea of becoming that person or whatever, but it helps develop them. So it's been shown that with fetishes and stuff like that, there's something that clicks with that person. And to say that a sexual fetish is a mental health issue and lump transgender people into that and lump all these other things into the same kind of category under the same umbrella really does a disservice to all parties and people across the board. And I know that it gets very kind of muddled and very just like, well, I don't see the difference. Well, just because you don't see the difference doesn't mean that there isn't a difference. But there is a huge difference between somebody mutilating themselves because they believe that they are disabled versus somebody who is quote-unquote mutilating or modifying their body to match an image of who they are on the inside. And so me and this person were going back and forth. And I said, well, okay, so you have mutilated your body because you wanted to make it look a certain way. She's like, I have not. I'm like, yes, you have. You have piercings, you have dermal implants, you have tattoos, you've had this type of work done, you constantly change your hair. Those are all altering your body to make you feel a certain sort of way about yourself. And well, you know, that's my choice, and that's not the same as cutting my tits off and walking around saying I'm a dude. I said, well, you know, at the very basic rudimentary caveman drawing of it all, yeah, that's exactly where, what it is. I said, but when you look at the physiology, the psychology, and everything that goes along with it, this person has more chromosomes and is wired to be the gender that they are modifying their physical body to be. There was a really amazing study done years ago with these two twins, both born male, but they messed up on the circumcision of one of the other twins. And so the mutilation was so bad to the child's penis that the doctor said it would probably be best to transition him into a girl and never bring it up. So the parents made the decision at the time to make their son into a daughter. So instead of having twin boys, they had just a set of twins. The whole time that they were growing up, the little boy was considered a her. So henceforth, I'm going to use the terminology her. So she was raised up as a little girl, but always said, "Mommy, I don't feel right. I don't feel right." And their whole life, as twins or whatever, growing up, you know, twins have this weird connection anyways. But anyways, long story short, the female twin eventually finds out that she was going to be, or that she's a male, and that her whole life she'd been lied to, and that the family decided to cut her penis off and turn everything that she had into a vagina and labia and so on and so forth. She ended up killing herself. And, you know, there's been other studies, not as, like, conclusive as, or I shouldn't say conclusive, but there have been other studies where they have shown that a man born, like, biologically born male, who believes that he is female, when he has the gender affirming surgery done, then, like, everything kind of aligns for that person. And so I'm trying to talk to this person and, like, put together facts and, like, you know, from a mental health case standpoint, this is this. You cannot say that your sexuality is connected to your psychology, and you cannot say that your sexual fetishes are connected to your psychology, so on and so forth. Provided with a bunch of different links and information, and like even movies to watch about transgendered people, like Boys Don't Cry with Hilary Swank, which is the story of Brandon Tina, and things like, there's a couple of other movies that I suggested and I can't think of it right now because I'm getting flustered thinking about the whole conversation and the way that it turned out. But anyways, so there was just this education that I tried to present to this person, and then they turn around and they're like, "Well, I still believe that it goes against God, and therefore in my book it's bad." And I said, "No, you don't get to hide behind religion. This was a statement you made out of bigotry. Religion has absolutely nothing to do with it. It says nowhere in the Bible anything about homosexuality up until the 1950s when it was published or republished with 'Thou shalt not lie with another man as thou lie with a woman,' But prior to that, it said, you will not lie with your neighbor. You know, part of the whole Ten Commandments, don't covet your neighbor's wife, so on and so forth. And even then, the Bible was written by the people in charge and with power at the time to control the populace. The Bible at its basics should not be any more than a story with a couple of parables and possibly some, you know, ideas of how to live a better life. But, you know, people who cherry pick biblical scripture and quotes to weaponize and to utilize their, to weaponize and utilize to, like, show their superiority or why. It's like, no, you cannot cherry pick, because three passages before that or three passages after that, it says why that's all wrong. And again, the Bible as we know it today has been reprinted multiple times over and over with significant changes made to reflect the values and the ideas of the people who wanted it changed. That's why there's a huge difference between the King James Version and the Gideon Version. Why there's a huge difference between the Bibles that the Southern Baptists use versus the Bible that, like, Joel Osteen uses, or whoever or whatever. It is the most widely published book, and people who hide behind it to have racist, bigoted, obsolete ideas while they themselves are completely going against the grain of everything that they are quote-unquote standing up for. Like, I brought this up to somebody else that I was having a discussion with. I was like, okay, so you said all of that with everything you had in you. I was like, but you've never had premarital sex. You have never worn mixed fiber clothes. You have never worked on a Sunday. You have never eaten. You've never eaten anything but fish on a Friday. You have never eaten bacon. You've never been around a man on your period. You know, these are all sins in the Bible. So, like, you cannot go around and talk about, oh, you're sinning, but you're sinning because your hair is not covered. You're sinning because you're wearing a shade of red lipstick. You're sinning because you're wearing makeup, period. You're sinning because you are preaching the gospel. Women were never supposed to preach the gospel. As a matter of fact, it was a stonable offense if a woman preached the gospel or the scripture or the whatever. But come the 1940s and the 1950s, when, oh, you know, you're a blue-blooded American, or a red-blooded American, and, you know, you are supposed to uphold a Christian household and present yourself and ba-da-da-da-da. So women have to have these study groups now to prove that they are just as Christian as the next lady, and so on and so forth, and it's all propaganda. And now y'all know I don't like talking about religion, sexual, and spirituality and stuff like that. And I very rarely talk about sexuality and stuff like that. The reason that I'm bringing this up is that there needs to be a change in the dynamics and the way that we think and do things. There is absolutely no reason that in 2024 we should still have the same kind of rhetoric, the same kind of bullshit, and the same kind of obsolete thinking. And I 100% believe that the second that a politician or any person in government, doesn't matter if it's city, state, federal, whatever, anytime a politician says one thing about their personal religion, boom, they are automatically removed from office. Because your politics and religion should never mix. Just because you identify as Christian or as pagan or as Wiccan, Catholic, Buddhist, whatever, should not dictate how everyone else acts and the voting that those people undertake. And I think that that would be the one way that we could seriously drain the swamp, as people tend to say, and make things better, is by taking religion out of politics. And there was a reason that Martin Luther, like, nailed that proclamation to the door of the church, saying that there's going to be a separation of the church and the state, that there has to be this going on and that going on. And, you know, there needs to be, because religion is getting out of control, and especially when you weaponize religion. Oh, if you don't do XYZ, then that means that you're not of this or that God, therefore you're automatically a sinner. Like, no, there was an entire pantheon of deities prior to the uprise of your particular religion. There are religions that predate human writing. Did they call it religion? Did they call it spirituality? Who knows? But we have evidence of these, like, spiritual things happening millennia before Christianity, before the formation of the church, before this, that, or the other thing. Like, there was an entire universe before the advent of Christianity. Like, everything that happened in AD or BC, you know, still happened in BC. So, anyways, I'm done with that. I can continue to talk on this subject for, like, the next 6 hours, but I'm not going to. So, needless to say, I had this big out with this person yesterday, and she finally just said, well, you know, I think the way that I think, and I'm not going to change. And I said, that's great. And, you know, I guess I appreciate that journey for you, but also understand that you have 3 children that very well could possibly be a member of the LGBTQ community. And by saying what you are saying, and the ideas and the thoughts behind what you are saying and doing, you could be drastically affecting them. And I just left it at that. So, oh my gosh, yeah. So on to something a little less preachy. I'll step off of my soapbox now. I downloaded a new game for my Nintendo Switch. It is Saints Row 3 Fully Unlocked. Got it for a really good deal. I got Saints Row 3 and 4. And I paid like $4, and I had all the DLC for 3 downloaded that came with it. And I like it, but I just don't understand the gameplay of it so far. So I'm still trying to figure that all out. And outside of just doing some little back-end tweaking on my book, that's all I've been really doing lately, is playing video games and just watching TV and stressing out about things here and there. Like, my car is still kind of acting up, and have some new medical concerns, especially with, like, my inner groin muscles, it really, really hurts. And I think I did some serious damage when I fell at the YMCA, but I need to talk to my doctor the next time I go in and speak to him. But anyways, guys, we are almost at 30 minutes. I'm so sorry. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Got questions, comments, concerns, let me know. Shoot me an email, hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, I will talk to you then. Bye, guys.
You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.